But she was very much a presence in the family. Mary Lou was the one I remember most, and she really ran the kitchen area. It was her area,
mm-hmm.
and she made us hop.
Mm-hmm.
And she would boss us around pretty much, tell us to come in for dinner, and she would get mad at us if we were late. So she was there. She was maybe part of the family.
Were there any black kids your own age?
There was it was an interesting thing. I don't know how significant it was, but when I was on Raymond Avenue, the first of the series of places that we lived, there weren't very many boys my own age when we first moved there. And so my father, he doesn't remember it too clearly now, but I remember it very clearly. He arranged for a black boy whose name was Tootsie, I don't know any other name, Tootsie, to come over and play with me. And Tootsie and I became, pretty good friends for
uh-huh.
a while.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to school, to St. Mary's, and he went to whatever school he went to. And we went our separate ways, and we grew up separately. When we lived over on Craig Street, and I was about 15, I had a bicycle, a new bicycle that I got for Christmas, and he stole it.
Oh, really?
From off my front porch. But he got remorse or whatever, and he came back and he told me the bicycle is over in a field over there. And so I went and rescued it. It was, one of the tires was flat, but otherwise it was okay. I don't know what happened to Tootsie.
Hmm. Let me see. Then your parents, were they both from here as well?
Yes, my father and mother were from here. They were from downtown. The house that my father was born in is still standing and still in good shape on Barnes Avenue, which is in the section that they call Dublin at one time. And then when he was a very young child, they moved to Telfair Street. Telfair Street, which is
would that have been a step?
That would probably have represented a step up.
Yeah.
And my grandfather at that time was in the city council. He built the house when he was in city council. I suppose that was part of the moving up too, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a huge house. It still stands there and, next to Johnson Motors Company on Telfair Street.
Hmm.
They're tearing down all of the other houses in that block. And it's almost isolated now. I think there are just two houses left in that block.
Hmm.
My mother was born on Ellis Street, right behind Sacred Heart Church,
mm-hmm.
and that house is no longer there. I think the Baptist Church, Curtis Baptist, has taken over that area.
What was your mother's maiden name? Her to Chicago, and that's a significant name.
Yeah.
What about their education?
My father went through what they call Sacred Heart College in Augusta, but it was really a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went 1 year to Spring Hill College, and I think that was about it.
Where is that?
Spring Hill is in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. And what about your mother?
She went through an equivalent of a high school. It was St. Mary's at the time. It